Blog Talk Radio. day to you. This is Cynthia Fontaine, Spirit Guru, and Rhode Island Psychic Medium, coming to you live from sunny New England. Oh, we've got a great day here today. Spring has sprung. The flowers are starting to bloom. It's a nice treat after not such a long winter for us, but, you know, winter is always gray here. So with having no leaves on the trees and things like that. And so it's a nice thing when we start to see some greenery. The grass is already green and the flowers are starting to bloom. The daffodils are up now. It's a nice treat. Oh, and here comes a fellow to say hi, but you guys can't see him. Hi, buddy. He likes to see what Nani's doing. And he likes to check in. So, how are you guys all doing there today out there in Radio Land? I will be going on Facebook Live here shortly in a little while. Today, we're talking about living and dying. And really, it's, I don't want to say it's the same, it's the same coin. What is it? Same side of one coin? How does that phrase go? I don't know. But anyway, I've had some really, really interesting experiences the last few weeks. Not that I don't have interesting experiences all the time, because I have a pretty interesting life in the unseen world. So interesting experiences for me in the unseen world are kind of normal. Maybe not so much for the everyday person. And that's what we're talking about today. How do you communicate with your loved ones? And, you know, is there such a thing as life after death and reincarnation? So I'm happy to take callers today. And the guest call-in number is 516-595-8267. And also to let you guys know where you can find me when I'm not on the air, you can find me on Facebook, Cynthia Fontaine. I think it's under the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. You can search me on Facebook and you can find me. And I, you know, anything that I'm doing gets posted on Facebook, also in on Twitter, so you can follow me on Twitter. I'm on Instagram, but I'm not so good about posting on Instagram, honestly. Too much social media to keep track of. So anyway, but I do post on Instagram sometimes. Sometimes it's auto feed goes from Instagram to, how does it go? Facebook posts my stuff to Instagram. I don't know. That stuff's too technical for me. But anyway, you get the idea. Also, if you want to receive my email, my newsletter, which does not come out very often, but when it does, it's usually to let you know that I have something up and coming, like a classes or workshops or things like that, or some kind of special. So you'll definitely want to sign up for my newsletter on my website, which is cynthiafontaine.com. That way you don't miss when I have things that are coming up. In case your newsfeed, like mine, is long on Facebook and I can work on it for an hour and not even get through a small portion of it. So I want to tell you guys before I start the show about all of that, because I tend to forget, and then the next thing I know, the show is over, and I go, oh my God, I didn't tell those guys how to find me when we're off of Facebook. So there you have it. I hope you do like my Facebook page and follow me and all that stuff, you know. And then I'm going to try, I have a YouTube channel, but I haven't really used it so much. And I know that YouTube is a super popular thing to do these days, maybe even more so than Facebook. And, you know, it reaches a lot of people. So I'm going to try to add my classes, not my classes, but I'm going to see if I can add my my Facebook Lives and stuff to YouTube. I need to get some help with that because I don't know how to do it, but I'm sure there are people out there that do. And so if you're one of those people that know how to do it and you want to give me shoot me a message and say, hey, I know how to do that, happy to run you through a quick instruction, that would be great. I would really appreciate that. Okay, so living and dying and life after death. So as a psychic medium, I can say with very much high levels of certainty that we do continue after the physical body expires. And, I call it expiration. And I say that everybody has an expiration date. And everything has an expiration date, including relationships as well. But we're not talking about relationships today. But I figured I'd throw that in because I'm mentioning expiration dates. So, and for all you girls out there, we'll do it a relationship day another day, but we tend to continue past expiration dates very often in relationships. And sometimes it works out in the long run, and other times it's really bad for us and bad for our health and so forth. But again, that's a show for another day. So, one experience. I wasn't going to talk about my church experience today, but I think now I am, because I have some really cool experiences in church, and they're really profound and unexpected when they happen. And usually, when I'm in church, it's to go to a funeral or a wedding. I don't go to church regularly anymore, but I still love the religion that I was brought up with, many parts of the religion that I was brought up with. There's parts of it that certainly could use improvement, but I still like the whole ritualistic part of it. And I love to sing. So the one very few times that I sing out in public is in church. So I love that part of it. But I always have these cool experiences in church. And so I'm going to share that with you in 1 minute here. Sorry, I'm just in here trying to do something while I'm on the radio. And I probably should be focusing on being on the radio. All right. So one of my dear friends and students' moms passed away recently, and her church service was yesterday, and it was a Catholic church service, and I'd never been to this particular church before, and it's a really beautiful church. It's a smaller church for a Catholic church, but it was like the church that I grew up in when I was little, where it had statues of the saints all over the place, the Blessed Mother, and it had, statue of Jesus Christ, and it had St. Anthony, and it was really a really pretty, pretty church, even though it was small, and it was really nicely done. It had gorgeous stained glass windows, and so I was in the back of the church, because I usually sit in the back of the church. And I don't know why I do, but I like to sit in the back of the church. So I was sitting in the back of the church, and then I don't remember what part of the service it actually was, but at one point, oh, I know, it was when the priest was doing the you don't call it eulogy when the priest is doing it. When he was, anyway, talking about my friend's mom saying how everybody loved her and all that sort of stuff. And then, sorry, I'm just jumping on Facebook Live here. Oh, I should have put some makeup on. Oh, well, okay, I'm going on. You're getting me no makeup today, guys. Hey, everybody, Cynthia Fontaine here. Spirit Guru and Rhode Island Psychic Medium coming to you live from sunny New England. You are getting me real and raw here this morning. no makeup. So I apologize for that. I certainly look like I could use some. And we're talking about living and dying today and reincarnation. And we're talking about communicating with your relatives and friends when they are passed. Hello, Canada. Good morning, Selma from Canada. Good morning, Cindy Fala. Good morning, Dev O'Connor. Oh, everybody's jumping on. Good morning. Beautiful. I was just saying that you guys are getting me real and raw this morning with no makeup. Thank you, Cindy Fala. I love you. So I'm talking a little bit about the sort of the death experience and what's kind of happened and things that I've experienced after people have passed away. Thank you, Deb. You're beautiful too. And I really mean that. You are gorgeous. And what happens like after we lose the physical body. And I was in church yesterday for a funeral mass. And for one of my dear friends and students' moms. And I have the coolest experiences in church. And I was saying, I need to go to church more often because I have really cool experiences in church. And so this was a Catholic church, and it was a church similar to where the church that I grew up in. And as the priest was doing the homily, I couldn't think of what it was called, but now I remember it. Like when they talk about, you know, the person who's passed, good morning, Fatima. And he was went on to giving the gifts, you know, the bread and the wine, which, so if you're not familiar, good afternoon, yes, in Portugal, right, Fatima? If you're not familiar with the Catholic Church, they do bread and wine, the body and the blood of Christ during the service. And I always have cool experiences when I go to these funeral masses, and particularly when they're doing the talking about the person who's passed, or when they're getting ready to do the bread and the wine. And so I'm you know, in the church and listening to the sermon and you know, the eulogy and everything. And yes, Portugal, bom dia. My Portuguese is terrible. I only remember a few tiny words from when I was a kid, so I apologize. So I'm sitting there, and then all of a sudden, the room got very, very bright, which happens often with me when I'm working with students, and somebody comes into the room that is of that has a lot of light. So it would be a person who had, you know, who was a very spiritual person, who walked the earth, who has passed, you know, like the, like Jesus Christ or the Blessed Mother or a number, you know, the angels and saints, whether it's a Padre Pio or many number of saints, Guan Yin, Our Lady of Guadalupe has come in. That's good Portuguese. Thank you. So whenever these higher level beings come in, it gets very bright. So it got very bright in the church, in the front of the church where my mind is like just not pulling the words up today, where the altar is. Sheesh, I shouldn't know that word for many years of Catholic Church, but anyway. It got very bright up near the altar. And then it was when the priest was talking about Jenny and when it started. And then I saw this man appear, and he went down on bended knee in front of the priest and in front while he was speaking about Jenny. And then he stayed while communion was going on. And it was really, really an amazing thing to see and really super powerful. And I had the understanding that, because I have seen this before, I do not see this at every funeral service, but I have seen things like this before at funeral services where all of a sudden it gets very bright. And then there are higher level beings who come on bended knee in front of the altar. And I always know when that happens that that particular person who the service was for led a life of service and really, sort of, met their goals, but they lived on purpose. They lived their soul's purpose. And that they're being honored by those beings, those spirits from the other side. And so when that happens for me, it's truly, truly, a gift. And I feel really blessed to be able to experience that and see it, because obviously not everybody in the church would have seen that or experienced that. But me being the psychic, of course, I get to have sort of like the, what do they call that when you go to like back, I get the backstage pass. That's it. So I get to go to the concert and sorry, I got to move things around on my desk a little bit here. I don't like the way this is positioned. So I'm packing, if you guys can see behind me, my office is starting to look really empty because I am packing it up, getting ready to move. So I get the backstage pass, like you would get in a concert, to the spirit world, which is really wicked cool. And I feel I didn't always appreciate this gift, and I didn't always want to do this work or be a psychic. But, now I understand, and I've understood for a long time now, benefit of it that it has to other people that I work with. And I understand how freaking cool it is for me, right? So there was another funeral service that I went to where the archangels came and they were down on bended knee, which, was really super cool too. So, the ordinary mortal or human would say, oh my God, I wish I could do that. I wish I could see that, et cetera. And we all have the gift of being psychic, and we all have the gift of communicating with our loved ones and with people on the other side, and even higher level beings on the other side. So one of the things that I understood about Jenny in particular was that she prayed a lot, and she prayed for people that she didn't know. She was given back they understood and they were honoring her in that, right? In the work that she did. And her life's purpose really within her family was she was totally, totally non-judgmental, really, and she accepted everybody the way they were. It's like no big deal. So anyway, I knew that she fulfilled her life's mission when I saw this higher level being in it. And in Jenny's case, it was Jesus. Came down on bended knee. And just moments before she had passed, I was driving over the bridge going in where I live. And there's four big pillars, two on either side, big cement pillars that are, I don't know, probably like 25 feet tall. All of a sudden, one of the pillars turned into a monk. And I went, oh my God, I'm seeing things. And here I am thinking I'm seeing things, right? The psychic. And I looked to the other pillar, and it was just a cement pillar. And then I looked back to the pillar, and I said, yep, that's a monk. And then I got the phone call a little while later that Jenny had passed. And she loved Padre Pio, so I knew that was the sign to let me know that she was going. So it was pretty powerful and pretty amazing. And then... So she had a sense of humor. So when I was picking out a card, sympathy card, I was, you walk through CVS or whatever, the Hallmark station, and I'm going through the row, and I'm going, okay, there's birthday, there's anniversary, there's blah, blah, there's office, going away when you get a new job, and then there's the sympathy section. And so I'm going over to the sympathy section, and this card stands out of this going away card for
office, right? And it had dogs, and every dog had a little caption saying over it. And I'm going, I look at it and I go, that is not the card. And I see her smiling in my head, of course. I see her smiling and going, yep, that's the card. And I'm like, no, that can't be the card. It's got to be a sympathy card. She said, no, that's the card. She'll understand. So so that's the card I got. So I can't wait to hear how the card worked out, because it was definitely not a sympathy card. But she said that was the card. All right. So Cindy followed. Well, my other psychic friend said Jesus was at the foot of my mom's bed with the staff and the lamb. Not very religious, so it didn't completely make sense. Now it does. Yeah, so it, so you think about Jesus, right? And Jesus didn't actually have a religion. And he appeared to many cultures in many religions, and he appeared how they would recognize him in their culture. So you see talk about the lost years for the 3 years when he disappeared. And there's accounts of this sage in India, and there's accounts of this sage all over, in different parts of different countries. It would be impossible to get to so many places back in those days without the kind of transportation we have now. But he did, and he appeared in the essence of the culture and how they would understand. So it's just like the Blessed Mother, if you're Catholic or Italian or Portuguese Italian, you go to Catholic Church or Christian, you're Christian, we depict the Blessed Mother as fair-skinned, blonde hair, and her blue, I don't know what you call it, but her blue cape over her head. And but when then you go to Mexico, it's Our Lady of Guadalupe. And when you go to Asia, it's Kuan Yin. So it's all the same. They just come in a form that we understand, right? Yeah, Jesus is totally about unconditional love. And that's what Jesus taught. And that, if you want to say if he had a religion, that was his religion, was unconditional love. So when he shows up, you know that that person really lived their life. They fulfilled their soul mission. And even though they might not have been perfect, because we're human, they lived their life on purpose. They had unconditional love on some level, right? And it's so when you look back and you think, oh, well, they did that and they did this and, blah, blah, blah. And but then when you think about their life as a whole, because keep in mind that our parents are very different from us and our loved ones than they are to outside to other people. And we don't actually always see the essence of our loved ones and our parents that other people may see. Because they're the closest to us. And we pick our parents and our families so that they wound us perfectly to get us on our own soul path, right? So their job, in a way, is to wound us so that we can get our stuff together and get on our soul path. Because, my mother was a manic depressive, kind of a little bit of a maniac, right? Where she would lock herself in her room and we wouldn't see her for weeks And she was, I took the big part of her sort of lunacy out of all the kids. And I never understood, why she treated me so badly, because I thought as a kid that I was bad because of it, right? I must be really bad. And, I didn't understand for years and years that there was such a thing as mental illness. And I didn't know that my mother had mental illness. And so I grew up in this crazy family where, you know, I had to wash the floor on my hands and knees. I had to oil the paneling with Murphy's oil soap. I did more dishes than the dishwashers in the restaurant. You know, and I had to take care of my siblings and so forth. And the things that I wanted to do, like I wanted to cook. I wanted my mother to teach me how to cook. She never would do things like that, right? But anyway, so I understand now that all the things in my life that happened to me or around me were important to become who I am now. And even the understanding piece with my mom, right? Because now I work with clients who have had situations in their life where maybe there's some mental instability or so forth, or they grew up with mental instability, you know, and even my background of having some domestic violence, you know, I understand. And so when you walk through that village, you understand, and it gives you the capacity to be able to help people. So maybe that's why I believe, Fatima says, maybe that's why I believe I was born to believe in love. Yes, Fatima, so interesting, Fatima. So they're saying, and when I say they, it's my guides, because, you know, and if you guys are just tuning in for the first time, although I don't see any first timers on here right now. So you guys know that when I say they, I'm talking about my team of guides. And I have a huge team of guides. And I do often have Mary or Jesus come in. One time I had them both come in at the same time, which was pretty cool. But I have this amazing team of guides that I work with. And so what they say, Fatima, is yes. Yes, you were born to believe in love, as I was, but not the romantic kind of love, although I love the romantic kind of love as well. But it's the spiritual love. It's the love of the high heart, right? And it's the love of that is inclusive rather than exclusive. Yeah, Marianne, thank you. I could listen to you all day. Thank you, Marianne. Good morning, Guinevere. Yes, even the challenges and the pain happen for a reason. Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, Kathy. Oh, hello. Wounded Warriors, Marianne says. Yeah, totally. Can you guys hear me okay? Because I have my phone propped up on my computer. Just let me know, because I am live on Blog Talk at the same time. So the spiritual love, right? And isn't it great to live while we're alive, right? And to live our life on purpose when we're alive. And that's what I teach people to do, whether I work with people individually or when you take, you know, my classes, is to really get to know who you are, to know, you know, what all the components are that make you who you are. Who did you come in to be? Great. Oh, thank you, Guinevere. You can hear me fine. Great. And you'll hear the dog barking occasionally because I'm not in my weekend office today. I'm in my regular office, which I'm not usually on Sundays, but my schedule's changed, and so I'm here. But hopefully at the end of the month, I'm going to have a brand new office because I'm hoping that we will be all moved by the end of April. My daughter and I are in the process of buying a house, although there's been quite a few issues that have come up that we're trying to jump through the hurdles now, and some quite expensive things. So we're trying to navigate those waters besides the issues that have come up. And I'm excited about this property because not only is there a separate office for me, but it's on 2.25 acres. And I can't wait to be doing like crystal bowl circles and meditations and things like that, because we've got 16 acres of woods behind the house. So if we can get the financial piece of it together, the other stuff will all fall into place. So, yeah, Pat Cunningham, hey, how are you? Nice to see you here. So, yes. Oh, and I just realized I spelled friends wrong on Blog Talk. That's because I was on my phone trying to type it all in. So I totally believe in reincarnation. And it really is a great place. It's got a great energy, Fatima. It was a general store for many years, and then it was converted into a residence. So I can't wait to be doing things there. Like I said, so it's just the if we can pull the financial piece together, because it has a lot more things that need to be done than we thought, then it's all going to work out great. By the way, you guys, I do have a couple of openings, speaking of financial place, a couple of openings next week. And I do have a couple of slots for group things if you're local coming up in the next month. So I think I have one Saturday opened. So if you guys want to reach out, if you are interested in hosting me for a group event, I think I do have one Saturday coming up in the next month that's open. Tracy Donovan O'Malley. Hey, good to see you, girlfriend. Tracy and I go back a long time. We go back to our night out dancing days. We used to go out dancing 6 nights a week. The only night we didn't go out was Monday because every place was closed on Mondays. We had some good times together. It was a lot of fun. Broke your leg, so you're kind of stuck. Oh, Marianne, I'm sorry to hear that. If you need some healing assistance with that, I do long distance healings also. So keep that in mind just in case. Okay. So I totally believe in reincarnation, and I totally believe that the spirit goes on. I've had way too many experiences to have any doubt that that's not true. And so how can you guys, like, communicate with your loved ones? Because it can be, it's hard when they leave the physical body and we don't have them where we can pick up the phone and call them anymore, right? Where maybe you don't have the gift, like I do, of visual, right? Because your ankle, ankles are about changing direction, Marianne. Yeah. So if you've broken your ankle, think about your direction in life, because ankles are about being able to be flexible and changing direction. So see where that fits with what's going on in your life right now. And so one of the ways that you guys can communicate with your loved ones is, you know, you've heard me say it a million times before, meditation, 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 right? Because meditation is the golden key, really, to a lot of things. You want to meditate for gratitude, with gratitude. Meditation helps with lowering your blood pressure. It helps with you finding your center. It helps you become more peaceful. It has all kinds of medical benefits that are proven. And you guys, again, you've heard me say that a million times, meditate, meditate, meditate. I love guided meditations. And, you know, if you're somebody who has trouble quieting your mind, then guided meditations can help. And then also you want to, there's one meditation that I love for really going blank in the mind, which I have never had a meditation or any experience like that happen before. This one, and it's called Eco Meditation by Dawson Church. That's a great meditation for somebody who has a busy mind. It's a simple meditation. It's guided, but believe me, you will have more space in your mind when you finish that meditation. And it's only like 10 minutes. So, Margaret, learning how to meditate is really simple. There's tons of free meditations on YouTube. There's all kinds of meditation apps. You can go on Hay House, and I would listen to David G on Hay House. He's like the meditation guru, and he's got the most amazing dreamy voice. That's a really good place to look. Hay House Radio is free. You do have to sign up for an account, but it's free. Thank you, Cindy Fala. Cindy says, my meditations are amazing, and I'm waiting for you to release them. Yeah, so I, Marianne, lost the sound. We'll catch the replay. Okay, in dire need about changing directions. All right, Marianne. Well, you know, if you want to set up an appointment, you can. I'm happy to do that. You can message me or book it right through my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. Meditations helped you a lot, Fatima. That's awesome. So, Kathy, I see that you're having crazy pain in your feet daily. So feet are different than ankles. So is it feet, Kathy, or is it your ankles? Because there is a difference in what they mean. Okay. And good morning, Susan. So nice to see you. Meditation, Dave. Fatima, what does Dave mean? Feet. Okay, so feet are stepping into your life, Kathy. And is it right foot or left feet or both feet? And I know you're probably on your feet a lot with what you do for work. I'm just waiting for Kathy to type in there. Okay, so again, meditation, getting out in nature, right? And you guys have heard me say this before as well, because when it's often in time, in space, well, we have to be in space where our minds aren't busy, right? For our loved ones to come through. It can be when you're doing the mundane. You can be doing dishes or cutting the grass, right? So it's when you're doing something where you go into a different zone. That's where things can drop in. So you may not be visual, but you may sort of have a knowing or a feeling, or you may smell your grandmother's perfume. You know, that's all your loved ones stopping by saying, hi, I'm thinking about you. I'm watching over you, right? I have one drawer in, I have this, it's called a shiffer robe. They used to make them because people didn't have closets back in the like 30s and 40s. And this was my grandmother's, and it has a little closet on either side of it, and then four drawers in the middle of it. And when I open the second drawer, sometimes I will smell my grandmother's perfume. And it's happened a few times, and she's passed away in 2001, so she's been gone for quite a long time. But sometimes when I open that drawer, I smell her perfume, so I know she's around. And it'll linger. It'll even be on my clothes. So that's really kind of neat. So they give us the ways that they communicate with us. My brother has feathers, and he plays with two particular light bulbs in my house, which I'm going to have to tell him. He's going to have to pick new light bulbs when we move. And my mother will come as a robin. I have a robin that comes in when the weather's nice. And that robin will sit in the rhododendron bush that I have outside my door for hours and hours, and just trying to get my attention. They'll be looking at me, coming closer to the door, and that robin will stay there for hours. So, you know, our loved ones often come as birds, and you know when it's them, right? It's like, oh, those birds they're not usually in the tree for hours like that, right? And trying to pop around and get your attention, not making a nest or anything, and not having a nest in there watching their babies. So you look for the unusual things like that, right? So the name of the meditator that I was talking about, Fatima, is David G. And he's on Hay House Radio. And again, you can sign up for a free account on Hay House, but you have to have an account to listen to the radio. And I don't remember what days he's on. I think he used to be on Tuesdays or Wednesdays. I don't remember, but he's got the dreamiest voice. And yeah, I'm hoping, Cindy Fala, to have some meditation CD. I am hoping to work with Errol Star Francis on that. Once the dust settles, and hummingbirds as well. Yeah, so people will come with a particular bird that will be make sense for you. Okay. So my dad loves eagles, so it'll be interesting to see you know, what happens when my dad, when he passes, which hopefully won't be for a very long time, But, you know, eagles are not very common. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Dad as far as the eagles go. Sometimes I think my thoughts come from my parents. Oh, yeah, totally. I can hear my parents in my head sometimes, or my grandparents especially. I spent a lot of time with my grandparents growing up. So you can also ask for a sign, right? But again, I've said this before, where we look for a billboard instead of looking for the small signs. So last week, you guys heard me talking about asking for a sign if this house that we're buying is the right house. And I asked to see a hawk. So I asked for a specific sign. And you can ask for a specific sign from your loved ones, too. But sometimes it comes a little bit differently because, right, my guys are like, oh, you see hawks all the time. You're not going to believe that that's really true. So we're going to give it to you different. We're going to give you like a cartoon hawk, like a Seattle Seahawk. And sure enough, a couple of days later, here comes one of my clients in wearing a tracksuit embroidered with the Seattle, with the Seahawks lacrosse team, with a cartoon-looking hawk on it. So Spirit has a sense of humor, right? So look for the sense of humor. Good morning, Lisa Carberry. Well, it's not morning for you. You're in Australia. Let's see. What are you, like 13 hours ahead? So it's nighttime for you. It's probably like midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. It's the next day in Australia, isn't it? As my love Colette Baron Reed says, my mentor who I love and my colleague who I love so much, who I've studied with for years and years, the amazing and wonderful Colette Baron Reed always says to Lisa Carberry, "You're in the future." It's morning, but the next day, right? You're in the future. Oh, I think that's so hilarious. All right, so I've got some callers in the queue over here on Blog Talk, so I'm going to go over to the queue because I love you guys over here, but I have to pay attention to my radio people too because I am on the radio, and it's area code. This number looks familiar, so caller, when I come bring you on the air, tell me your name and where you're calling from. This is area code 256-257-4. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. This is Kimberly from Georgia. How are you?
Hey, Kimberly. I thought I recognized that number. How are you?
Yes. Yeah. I'm well. What about you?
I'm great, thanks.
Good.
What can I do for you today? You had such good news for us last week with your new job. I'm really excited for you about that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just wondering, is it feasible for me to go back to school? Because I was thinking about getting a degree in psychology.
So they say yes. And that okay. Now you already have, do you have your master's already?
Yeah, I do.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yep, because they're saying she's already got her master's degree. Okay, great. So they're saying, yeah, and you are brilliant with children, and it's going to give you another level up, they say. And it's, so going back to school, I feel like it's going to be really good for you. I don't say that for everyone because, you know, some people the degree won't help them, but I feel like for you, it will be really beneficial. Are you thinking about taking like two classes a semester or something?
Yeah, it wouldn't be, you know, because I'll still be working, so it wouldn't be full time. No.
Yeah. So and you need continuing education credits anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yes, I think it would be really beneficial for you. And then I feel like that. You're such a happy person. Like when you're around kids, is that true?
That is true.
Yeah, I just see you glowing when you've got a group of kids around you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So yeah, I think that continuing on to your next level will be a good thing. You just want to be careful that you make sure that you take care of yourself and don't burn yourself out. Okay. So you know, you'll get there, and just take your time in doing it. Okay. And if you feel like that you don't fit in to the particular school that you're trying to go to, then look for a different school.
Okay.
Okay. Are you doing it online?
Well, actually, I've been thinking about how I'm going to pay for it. So that's what's, yeah, and I'm looking for an online program, but I'm yeah. really thinking about, you know, the economics of it.
Yeah. So, you know, talk to a couple of different schools. Don't pigeon yourself into one. And,
okay.
you know, the orphan card came up, and I feel like it's really saying don't abandon your dream with this. Now talking about the financial piece of it. So don't abandon yourself or your dream. I feel like that you can make it work. Even if you take, you know, a class a semester or two classes, I feel like that you're going to be able to make it work. So there's an explanation point
it.
For you.
Yes, because I woke up, I mean, I was in a dream state, and what I heard in my ear, and I'm not making this up, some people would rather buy sunglasses than to buy their dreams.
Yes, it's so true, right?
Oh, so my God.
Yes, so when you hear stuff like that, that's a clear message. I'm so glad that you said that, right? Because we're talking about messages from spirit. And, you know, whether it's your guides that drop that message in or one of your loved ones, whatever, but thank them, right? Because that is so
yes.
true. My grandmother, if I go shopping with my grandmother, God rest her soul, I loved her so much.
Oh my goodness.
We feel like we have these Christmas tree shops here, and they're kind of like, I don't want to say they're junk shops, but they're, you know, you buy tracks, as you call them, like knick-knacky things and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd be in the Christmas tree shop, and I'd pick up something, and even if it was a dollar, she'd look at me and she'd say, Cinderella, is that dollar better in your pocket? Do you really need that thing? Right? So so it's so true, like, because, right, maybe you have, I don't know, a sock fetish. I have a friend who has a sock fetish. Maybe you're buying socks all the time and you got a big drawer full of socks. You don't need any more socks. But, you know, you take all the money that you spend or this or that or at Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts or whatever. And then you sit
right.
down and figure that out, and you go, wow, I could pay for my college education, right? I could pay for a class a semester.
Oh, my goodness.
So important.
I just got it.
And
oh
yeah, and
God.
It's just like our time is the same, right? When we think about time as money, I have a problem
yes.
being on Facebook way too much. And it's sort of like it's my no-brain getaway. Get out, you know, just so where my brain can go to mush.
Right.
We all need that. But, you know, I have to be careful of how valuable my time is. And when I think about my time as money, and where am I putting my money, whether it's sunglasses or my personal time, you know, it makes an impact on your life.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so Brandy on Facebook says, I love that saying, would you rather buy sunglasses than your dreams? That is a tweetable, girlfriend.
Yes, that is. I mean, I woke up, I was like, where did that come from? What? And,
yeah.
So my guys are actually talking to you. And oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, you know, okay. So that it's called a cleodon, right? When you get a message like that, and then it more than one person's understanding, you go, oh, I think they're talking to me. Yeah, because they are talking to you, right? Right. So funny.
Right.
The coolest
right.
thing. But that is definitely a tweetable. I'm going to use that if I have your permission.
Yes, you have my permission.
Oh my God, all right, I got it now.
Awesome. And I'll give you credit for it. Kimberly, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. You. I'm so glad that you called in. That's really awesome. So
me too, because I get it now, because I didn't get it before, but I'm crystal clear. I'm crystal
great.
Clear now.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love when things come together like that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
thank
awesome.
You. Have a great week.
Thank you so much. You too, honey.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. You take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Isn't that awesome? Oh, my God. I love that. So would you rather buy sunglasses or buy your dreams? It's fabulous. Make a cute graphic with that and her name under it. That's a great idea, Marianne. I'm going to try to do that, although I'm not so computer savvy. Oh, fantastic, Marianne. You'll help if you need it. Great. Hey, message me because I could use some help. I might be able to do something to help you, you know, go with your foot while you can help me with some graphic stuff or whatever, marketing or whatever. So message me. Message me after the show. So I'm almost out of time over here on Blog Talk Radio. I got 3 minutes left, but I'm going to hang out with you guys for a short little bit on Facebook after the show. Hi, Allison. And hello, Brandy. And yeah, I love, isn't that amazing? I have the best people that call into the show. I really do. And the best people that hang out with me on Facebook. I have so much fun with you guys. So like, and so when you talk about co-creation, right? Spirit co-creates, not only when we co-create with spirit, but spirit can also co-create through other people and we co-create with them. Okay. So Kim brings in the bit, would you rather buy a pair of sunglasses or buy your dreams, right? And I bring in the piece with my grandmother saying, Cinderella, is that dollar better in your pocket or better buying that thing for a dollar, right? So, and then she gets it. It's all crystal clear. So I love when things come together like that. It's a wonderful plan. And maybe it was one of her loved ones that dropped that in, right? I feel like it was actually maybe from coming from her dad or her grandfather on her dad's side. Or maybe it was her guides, right? Sometimes our loved ones do become our guides, though not very often or all the time. But they, even if they don't become our guide, they still are with us to help us, right? So they will drop messages in and so forth. Yeah, great, Marianne. I look forward to your message. So look for the signs in ways that, you know, you can understand. You might get a visual. You might get, so I had one of my students, and I hope she doesn't mind me saying this, Lisa, by grace, you made it. Woohoo! Yay! One of my students was out taking photos looking for fairies. And she posted a picture and I went, oh my God, did you see that woman in the picture in the white dress and the long hair? And she said, I didn't see it until you mentioned it. And she was out taking photos in her fairy garden. So how cool is that, right? How often do we miss symbols that are right there in front of us because we're looking with the eyes that we see with every day, and we're not looking with curiosity, right? And looking for things in a way that are out of the unusual. Yeah, you saw that, Fatima. Wasn't that cool, Cindy Paula? So some of you guys saw that. It was really, really cool. Really, really cool thing. And isn't that how it works? Right, where it's right there in front of us, but yet we miss it. Right. It happens so often, right? So look for the things that seem natural and normal, but they are out there. They're right there in the ordinary, but it's different, okay? Because we often bypass or we discount or we don't even see the things that are happening right there in front of us. I got to sign off over here on Blog Talk Radio because I'm out of time over there. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in, whether you tune in live or you listen to the replay. I love you guys all so much, and I really appreciate you. taking time out of your busy life and busy day to spend time with me, Cynthia Fontaine, Spirit Guru, and the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. I love you guys. Okay, let me... All right.